Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. It's CEO interview time, and we're here with Bernard Aylward, who's CEO at Codal Minerals. Hi, how are you today, Bernard?
Great, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having
me. Right, you said you'd come back when you had some news. We spoke a few months ago. But I just wanted to talk to you about just the mining sector as a whole. You've been involved in this area for many years. What's your view of the recovery that we've seen?
Well, I think what we're seeing at the moment is a recovery led by the majors. We're seeing majors have readjusted their balance sheet. They've been able to deleverage in certain situations. They're able to profitably operate their mines. I think that's creating a stronger sentiment for the industry as a whole. And in fact, we're starting to see other companies able to raise money, whereas perhaps over the last 12 to 18 months, they were unable to raise capital to support their operations. So I think what we're seeing is some interest coming back into the sector. And certainly there's been a focus from what I've seen, particularly on gold, and in our case, on some lithium mineralisation as well. And we're seeing some positive sentiment.
Right. I mean, speaking of lithium, that's the development that has happened in the recent past. Could you talk us through that?
Sure. Well, as I said to you earlier, when I joined Codal back in April this year, we were changing the direction of the company. We were becoming focused on West Africa. We'd acquired some excellent gold assets. But at the same time, we emphasised we were a focused company looking for opportunities in West Africa. And we as a board realised that there was potential to acquire some excellent early stage lithium assets in Mali, with identified mineralisation already known within the province. And we've been able to capitalise on our strong team and on our ability to negotiate transactions in West Africa and acquire 500 square kilometres of very prospective ground. And no previous exploration, but known mineralisation.
Right, and to give an overview on that, what is the current demand for lithium? What's the pricing situation there?
Well, the demand with lithium is really driven by the battery industry, the need for people to be able to generate and store power from alternative sources for uses in electronic battery-powered vehicles, and we're seeing an increasing demand and an expected continued increase in demand. On the flip side of that, of course, there's lots of companies now looking for lithium and perhaps a few companies more advanced than us. But one of the things that's key with our projects that we've acquired is good grade, outcropping mineralisation and ease of exploration and potential development. So we think we'll be able to capitalise on this time of increasing demand. The price of lithium has been increasing, and we think that we've got a lot of potential to generate some value for our shareholders.
Right, you've got quite a wide portfolio of projects, and what should we be focusing on at the moment?
Our immediate attention over the next few months and this current program is going to be focusing on advancing the lithium projects. We recently completed a well-supported capital raising where we've added another £750,000 to our coffers. We've had support from existing and new shareholders. We got a lot of encouragement. So right now, our geologists are out on site mapping and sampling and prioritising our targets for drilling, and we anticipate drilling in November. So we expect a news flow between now and Christmas and going into the new year based on primarily the lithium. However, we will also be doing some work on our highly prospective gold projects, principally in Mali. We'd like to be doing a little bit more drilling. But in Côte d'Ivoire, we have joint ventures operating with Newcrest Mining and Resolute Mining, both large, substantial mining and exploration companies. So we've got a range of activities, and we anticipate having a regular news flow.
Right. I mean, obviously, this summer has seen the share price improve and everything else.
Yep.
Do you think you've now got the momentum that maybe that we are seeing in larger companies that they'll start trickling down to your area?
I think what was the key driver for us clearly was the acquisition of the lithium projects and the recognition that what we acquired were very good projects at a very good price, and recognition that our exploration program would be actively targeting lithium as a commodity. In terms of trickle down from the majors, I think at this stage we're probably still seeing a little bit of nervousness in the market and lack of willingness for big commitment. But as companies are able to drive results and demonstrate certainty, I think we certainly will see a strong increase and strong support of companies like us.
And are you, I mean, even though your hands are quite full at the moment, are you still looking for other opportunities?
Yes, we are. We maintain an active review of projects and ground, and part of our rationale has always been that we're able to acquire early stage and cheap projects where we're able to add value through our exploration work and our team that we are then able to turn into value for our shareholders, either through ongoing joint ventures, through our own exploration activities, or through discoveries. And right. I think that's been a very good model for us to date and will continue to be so.
Should investors be concerned about the political issues as far as some of the places you're based in?
No, I would say at the moment that we have projects in Mali and Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire has an excellent government, recently re-elected President Ouattara, strong support, strongly growing economy. In Mali, in the past, they've had issues in the far north of the country, but they're certainly much quieter. In the south where we operate, there's been no problems at all. It's safe and secure. You've got pro-mining jurisdictions and you've got countries that are very pro-development.
And just to finally, I mean, on the currency front, dollar getting stronger, obviously sterling getting weaker. Any issues there on that front?
Yes and no, of course. You know, we'd like more spending power with our pound, but at this stage, we're well funded to do the work we want to do. In West Africa, it's a euro-related currency. But on the flip side of that, obviously, we're seeing a strengthening of gold and more of a confidence in gold being a haven of wealth. And we think that augurs well for our projects in West Africa as well.
Excellent. Bernard Aylward, CEO at Codal Minerals, thanks for coming back and talking to us again.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for your time.
We'll be back after the break.